Toisus and that Mimzayim is mechalik bin the chiv onshin of the shoyl, which is chal b'shas mashicha, to the schus of the mashil to be chozebo. And then the loch is that the mashil can be chozebo till the time that the shoyl is mishtamished with the object. And L'choy to explain that the reason is because there are two mechayvim by shoyl, the two dinim. One is chiyuv eshmira, and the other is, since the shoyl has a right of eshtamshus in the chefetz, so there's a kinyan in the chefetz that's chal l'gabi the shoyl, kinyan eshtamshus. And Tosfos holds that the chiyuv shmira of shoyl is chal from shas mashicha. And then he's chayiv b'onshin. However, the kinyan of shoyl, which prevents the mashal from being chayzer, that's on mishash hishtamshus. So, if you look in the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph, there's machlokes in Meroyim, if shomin l'shoyl or lo shomin. And the Gemara says there, Amar Shmuel ein shomin lo laganav lo lagazin elo nizokin. And Rashi says, "Ein shamin hanavela, vashvom lebailim shiach seganav habchas elishalim behema vekelim meulim vashvom shelo." And the Gemara says, "Vani omer af leshoyel, va'ava modeli boil hu hochakama af leshoyel shamin va'ava modeli odim lahochakama vani omer af leshoyel ein shamin va'ava modeli." Itma ama ula ama belaza shaman lagana vulagazlin, lav papi ama ain shaman, vihilchasa ain shaman lo lagana vulagazlin, el lashoil shaman, kirav kanam vavashi. And Tosfos there explain that the bandi ama that ain shaman lashoil, it's because of the kinyan the shoil. And so therefore, you're not sham because he keeps the object in the nafkim l'gavid b'chas. And Tosfos says, this is the lashon of Tosfos there. V'hatam demandiyama ein l'shoil came into chayiv ba'onsin nimshik shekano mishas shehotzi miyad habaylim v'adomim hu v'nischayiv kamo gana v'gazlin. So you see that Tosfos says that it's a chayiv ba'ilim because he has a kinyan in it. And that's why it's chayiv ba'onsin. And therefore, like Gan Vagaz, you're not ain't shaman l'shoil. So you see that the Tosfos holds that the Kenyan shoil is chal mishas mashicha, and therefore ain't shaman already mishas mashicha. According to the man, the Amma, the ain't shaman. However, Tosfos in Kedushin hold that the kinyan of the shoyl in the Heftza is chal only after the shtamshus. With that, he has a kinyan in the chefetz. But from the shas mashicha till the shas shtamshus, the shoyl doesn't have a kinyan in the Heftza, and it's chayiv only medina shmira. And therefore, at that point, there's no reason to say the ain shaman l'shoil mishas mashicha. But it's mash from Tosfos Bava Kama that the machlokes the maroim about the din of shaman l'shoil depends if it's a chiyuv onshin is a chiyuv shoima or it's chayiv because he has kinyonim in the chayfis because he says chus estamshus. And also, if you look in Tosfos and Shavuos and Daf Mem Beis, Tosfos holds that a shoyl by karka is potter from onshin, because the no shmira dine shmira chal by karka. Now, if we say that shoyl is chai because he has a kinyan, because he has the right to be mishtamish with that which he was shoyl, so why should karka be different? Even though there's no shmira by karka, but there should be kinyonim by karka. So the quote from his father, from Moshe, said that even if we assume that a shoyl in general has kinyonim, but it could be that those kinyonim, that the chiyuv b'toyis b'ilim, is depends on chaloshed and shmira. And therefore, since there's no shmira by karka, then it also the din shoyl at betos bail and betos kinyan is also not chal, similar to the locha of bail of imo. Since bail of imo is potter by bail of imo, so then there's no din shmira, so therefore he's not chayiv betos kinyan either. And the Rebbeisha said, this explains another issue, because we have the one in Bav Metzia and Dafam Gimel that there's Mandiyama that Shoyl Shalom Midas is a Shoyl, even though he was never Mekabel Achrayus of Shoyma. So you see from the Lechoyer that the Shoyl is Chayiv, because Kinyan, even though it's not included in the Dinei Shmira. And so then Chazal Kosher, so why is it that by Shoyl, by Karka, let him be Chayv, even though there's no Shmira, let him be Chayv towards Kinyan? And Reb Moshe answered that in addition to the Din that a Shoyl is Koina, is also Din that the Shoyl is a Shoyma. And therefore, just as the Torah imposed Shmira on Moitzi Aveda, even though he wasn't Mekabalim, it's most in the Achrayis, so also the Torah imposes a din of Shmira on the Shoyl Shalom Midas, and he's Chayiv Midin Shmira. However, Bakarka, there's no din Shmira at all, and therefore, by Karka, the din is din Shoyl. By Karka, there's no din Shoyl, neither Betos Shoyma and nor Betos Bayil and Betos Kinyan. So also we can claim by in general by Shomer, what when is the chiyuv of Shmira begin? Whether it's by Shomachin or for Pshira, for Shomachoch, for Gnev Aveda. So Tosin Bava Kama says, this Tosin in the Daf Ayin Tes, that all Shomrim, the Chiyuvim begin Mishash Mashicha. However, Tosin in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Tes disagree, this distinguishes between Shomachinim and Shomachoch and Shoyl. That Shomachinim, even without Mashicha, is Chayv Bepshia. As the Gemara has, the Gemara says in Ha'umnin, the Hanach Lufanai, Shomachinim, and that's the name of the Lest Bepshia, and similarly, Shomashacha, B'gnev Aveda, but by Shoyl, Toy says that there'll be no chiyuvi as relates to Anshim only with Mashicha. And the reason is because Shomachin and Shomachacha, they're chayiv from the time of Kabbalah's Hashmira, they're chayiv Bachrayis. But a Shoyl, you need Mashicha because to be chayiv in Anshim, because it's the Machayiv is the kinyan that he has in the chayfetz and the schus ishtamshus, and that only begins from the time of Mashicha when he makes a kinyan on the chayfetz as relates to use it.